Joining us to talk about it is the president and CEO of MLSE. Here's Tim Lewicki. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Good, Bob, Stephen. How are you guys?
We're all right. This is a curious situation for us to get a handle on. Let me start very simply. If the decision was made not to bring Brian back as the general manager, why not just sever the ties altogether?
Well, we thought about that, and believe me, there was a lot of internal discussion and debate about that. And I think the reason why I ended up restructuring it and keeping him in that role is because I think there are some things that Brian does very well. He has great communication skill. He is extremely good in the community with the sponsors. He is very passionate about not only the Raptors but Toronto. And I think to a large extent, he wants to do whatever humanly possible to help us win. That's all the good things. Where I think we obviously have an issue is for the past 5 years, we haven't made the playoffs. We are in a rebuilding phase with not a lot of resources or assets this year. And I think clearly from a basketball standpoint, we need a new set of eyes, a new direction, and a new image for the Raptors and the basketball team. So the decision was, is there a way to structure this so he's still a good resource? He still has that experience, that knowledge, and that reputation in the NBA and in basketball that could help us, but at the same time make sure that we have a GM that has the authority and the reporting structure to come in and have a real impact on trying to change the dynamics of this team going forward. And that's this is the structure we came up with. It's not completely indifferent to others in and around both the NBA and the NHL.
When you start talking to people about this job, you maybe are already talking to them, Tim. When they say, well, what's Brian's gig, and how, you know, there's the shadow of Brian Colangelo is going to be there to some degree. What do you tell them?
Let me divide that into two. Let me tell you what I heard about Brian. Everyone has a lot of respect for Brian. I didn't find anybody, except for maybe some of the fans, but I didn't find anybody that came along and said he's a bad influence, he's a cancer, he's made bad decisions, he's not a good guy, he's a terrible basketball guy. I didn't hear any of that. What I did hear from a lot of people, and by the way, there's a few people that think he's done a good job on the basketball side, but there are people that believe at the end of the day that we've made mistakes with our draft picks, we've made mistakes with trades, we made mistakes with communication, we made mistakes in the style of play, and so there's no question that I think we had to change some things up and try to find a different way of getting to where we need to get to. As to people saying, what's his role and does it serve a purpose and is he too big an influence for a general manager and is it going to scare candidates away? I think we were pretty clear today in the press, and it's pretty clear in the way we're structuring this with Brian, the way we'll structure it with the new GM, that the GM is going to have the final say-so. They're going to have the final authority. They're going to have to make the final decision on all basketball-related decisions, and they're going to report to me so that we make sure that there won't be any confusion, there won't be any interference, there won't be any miscommunication. And I think everybody's on the same page with that. Are we occasionally going to have to work that system? Yeah. Occasionally, am I going to have to go in and try to make sure that we're all playing nice in the sandbox and making sure that everybody is fulfilling their role and their scope? Yes. There's no questions. There's going to be days that this system and this structure will be trying. But I also think there's other days of having those people all coming together, trying to make smart decisions, using their connections and their resources in the NBA to help us get an advantage and an edge here. I think there are going to be good days too, and I hope we have more good days than bad days.
I guess what I'd ask you, and I didn't, you know, I wasn't implying that Brian was a bad guy or a cancer, any of those things. But just that anybody coming in is going to want, you know, obviously, kind of, it's easier to operate with a clean slate to understand that the past is the past and you are the present. And you know, given the fact that, you know, Brian, I think, said today that if a basketball opportunity comes along somewhere else, he's free to take it. It just, you know, is there enough benefit having him around killing time potentially until his next job comes along to justify the potential confusion?
Yeah, You know, it would be, I guess the example I'd use is having Tom Anselmi, who served in the role of president and CEO of Maple Leaf Sports until they hired a permanent person. Most people would say that would be awkward because Tom was a candidate for the job I then come in, and wouldn't it be easier just to get rid of Tom? I'd argue the other side of that, which is to hit the ground running, to have a resource that knows everybody and everything and where the bodies are buried, to be in a position where you get a jump start because there's someone there that could help you learn quickly and make the right decisions. And by the way, to take this huge amount of work that we have to do and kind of divide it up and say, Tom, you concentrate on these five or six things. I'm going to go work on these five or six things. I think that the GM is going to be in the same situation. There are certain things Brian's going to be able to do and do very well. For example, I'd rather the GM spend all of his time and attention on the key decisions we need to make going forward with this roster. And they're tough decisions, and it's going to take a lot for us to get to the right place and get out of the middle, which is where we're at today. I don't want them spending time on a new training center. I don't want them spending time on winning the bid for the NBA All-Star Game in 2016. I don't want them spending time on the Canadian Basketball Association and what we could do to further the cause of basketball in Canada. I think those are all perfect for Brian. I also think Brian, who has been in the league for a long period of time, could be in a situation where the GM would be wise to go to him for advice, for counsel, and for input, as long as we all understand that the GM has to make the final decision. And I expect that's what's going to happen.
With Tim Lewicki, the president and CEO of Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, is there any doubt in your mind that if Brian, if the phone rings and Brian Colangelo is offered another job as a GM or as a president and GM, he would take it?
No.
And what if that happens a month from now?
Then, you know, I never stand in the way of someone having an opportunity to either better themselves or pursue their dreams. I wish some of the people we were chasing had management or ownership that felt the same way. I get that that's a chance. I get that that's a possibility. And I get that certainly would be something he'd want to take because he feels he should be in the role. Brian wanted to keep the job. He wanted to be both the president and the general manager.
Right.
And so I get that if he gets an opportunity to go do that somewhere else, he's going to walk in the door and tell me, I want to go pursue this. And we won't stand in his way.
Given his resume, how long do you think you're going to have him around then?
I think he'll be here longer than a month. I think, you know, we have a vision. This is a multi-year commitment we made him. I think he loves Toronto. His family loves Toronto. I think he believes that we're on the verge of good things. I hope it happens as quickly as he thinks it's going to happen, but I also am a little bit more patient that it may take a little bit more time here. I think a lot of it will be the relationship that the general manager develops with Brian, and we'll see where that goes. I don't think he's going to disappear tomorrow. I think there's too many – he's a very proud man, and I'll say this about Brian. I think he wants to prove that we're on the right path here. I think that means a lot to him. So my guess is – He's not going to duck out of this thing quickly because he has a point to make here.
With Tim Lewicki, the president and CEO of Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment. Your search for a replacement in terms of a general manager, is it a broad search? We've been led to believe that there are 3, 4, maybe 5 names on a current list. Would you care to comment on that?
Sure. What I tell you is we're fortunate that we have a lot of relationships in the NBA. So we hit the ground running a while ago. This is not something that just started today. It's been ongoing for a little while. Because of the relationships and the people that we are, we involved in the process and we sought their advice and their direction, I think there was a pretty consistent, there were probably a dozen names thrown out there. There were a half dozen that were very consistent, that were ranked very highly by everybody. And I think of that half dozen, that is where the focus is now, which allows us, I think, to make a decision in short order. I don't think this is going to take months. I hope this is only going to take weeks.
What are your criteria, Tim? Like, 'cause when they hired Brian, a lot of it was about stability and legitimacy of the franchise. They wanted to stabilize things. What if you're the? What are you? What's the job description for this, for the replacement?
A basketball geek. I want someone that understands drafting. I want someone that understands everyone's roster. I want someone that understands trades and how to make them. I want someone that understands chemistry on a team and a style of play that we need to define once and for all for this organization. I want someone that understands development and how to bring the young kids along and not be in a position where we rush. I want someone that has the respect of the players, so the players want to come here and play for this gentleman. I want someone that ultimately understands the character and the character decisions we need to make on players, so we're finding the right players, whether by draft or whether by trade. And I want them to concentrate on that 100%. I don't want them to have to worry about PR. I don't want them to have to worry about the color of the uniforms. I don't want them to have to worry about branding. I don't want them to have to worry about the All-Star game. I think what we're looking for is a very defined set of skills and a very defined set of experiences and knowledge that from a basketball standpoint, gives us somebody that understands the current system, the current collective bargaining agreement, but most of all, they understand the current player, and they understand how to get him here and keep him here.
What have you told Dwayne Casey?
Say it again.
What have you told the coach at this stage?
It's not my play. You know, I've met the coach. I came in and had a meeting with Brian, the coach, and Ed, and Wayne Embry. It's not my place to make that decision. It's the GM's place. I think we got to find a GM and turn to them and give them the ability to make the key decisions on the basketball side, and I'm going to be 100% supportive. I think the coach knows what – I think he got pretty quickly that I'm trying to find a new personality for this organization, and I'm trying to find a definition of the kind of team and the kind of style of play that we want Raptors basketball to be and the kind of players that we want here long-term. So I think he understands where we're headed. If he came in tomorrow and says, what does this mean for me? What I'd ask him to be is patient for another week or two and let us go through this process and try to find the right guy and then let the new GM make that decision.
The decision as to the general manager will be yours alone?
Well, I'm going to go ask Brian's advice. I'm going to ask Tom and Selmy's advice, and I'm certainly going to consult the board. But, yeah, this one... You know, I know there's this perception that the board is dictating all of this. They're not. The board's supportive. They've given us the resources to be successful. All they really want to do is win. And so at this point, they've been pretty good at saying, we'll support you 100%. Go make these decisions. And I think on the GM side, I'll certainly make sure they're involved and they know who we're looking at. But I think we have the resources within the organization to now make those decisions. And as I said, we're in the middle of talking to people. We're in the middle of getting permission from clubs, and it's a process that we'd like to bring to a conclusion as quickly as possible, but we'll take all the time necessary to try to make the right decision.
Do you think you can conclude this in the week to 10 days, this search for a GM?
Well, I mean,
is it possible?
Is, and this is one of the advantages of structuring the change the way we did. We don't need to. You know, Brian's at the lottery tonight. So we have people in place with Brian and Ed that ultimately can keep making sure that we're making decisions necessary in order to improve this organization. But I clearly understand for Coach Casey, for the assistant coaches and the decisions that need to be made there, for the draft coming up at the end of June, I get that we have to be in a position where we need somebody to take charge here and accept the responsibility for making those decisions. I also, as soon as possible, I'd like someone to come in and begin to brand the kind of character and the kind of organization we want this basketball team to be. And I believe that has to begin with the general manager. So I'd like to get this done in the next 2 weeks, but we now at least have a little bit of time. We had to make a decision on this decision in 2 weeks, and I wish we would have had a little bit more time, but we didn't. We need to make a decision on the GM in some period of time, but it doesn't have to be a week or two if we need more time. I don't think we will, but...
You never know.
You don't know. Some teams don't want to let their guys go. And so we have found that, and we'll continue to see that with some of the clubs. But at the same time, I think we have some good candidates. We've already begun. We've gotten permission from some teams. I think this is a great job because I think it's a great organization and a great city, and I think a lot of guys want to come here.
Tim, you've used the word character several times in our conversation already tonight, in reference to the team itself, the players on the team. I'm intrigued by what it is, what kind of character you are looking for, and what is it you don't see in this group of 15 guys?
I have not met the players, so this isn't a statement on their part, nor is it a accusation that there is a large amount or lack of character on the team. What it is my experience, which is all great organizations have a character, and it's usually very strong, and it's ingrained in every aspect of the organization, and everybody's on the same page. So when you look at the Miami Heat, that organization has Pat's experience, they have his personality, and they have his character ingrained through that entire organization. Same thing with Pop and RC in San Antonio. That is the San Antonio Spurs, and everyone understands exactly every aspect of that organization. Pop and RC set the tone there.
Right.
I feel the same way about Oklahoma and what Sam Presti's done there. And I feel the same way about Indiana and Larry Bird, Donnie Walsh, and Kevin Pritchard. I want that kind of reputation and that kind of dynamics now for the Raptors. And I saw it in hockey. We had it with the Kings last year. We've had it with the Galaxy, the soccer team in L.A. We certainly saw it with the Lakers when Dr. Buss and Jerry West ingrained a character and a chemistry in this organization, and it lasts today. We need that with the Raptors. We don't have that. And it's not pointing a finger at the coach. It's not pointing a finger at the players. It's not pointing a finger at Brian. Maybe some of this, maybe a lot of this, is the nature of an organization that's run by a board. We're going to change that now, and we're going to find a personality and a character and a mission statement, and everybody's going to stick to it. And the general manager is going to be very, very important because a lot of that character and personality is going to be designed after them. And we got to make the right choice here.
Tim, does that, because you're looking at this kind of a culture change, does that mean Ed Stefanski's not a candidate for the job?
No, Ed's a candidate. And by the way, there's a lot of people that speak and think highly of Ed. I have not, out of respect for Brian, I have not ingrained with Ed, but I will now. So he's definitely going to be a candidate. You know, can Ed ultimately ingrain that personality and that character into the organization? Maybe. The question will be, Is has it been the fact Ed's been respectful of his role and thus he didn't feel it was his place, but he has the ability to do that? That's what we got to go define.
Last question, bluntly. Is there any chance Phil Jackson is part of your organization?
You know, Phil has been phenomenal. I am bothering him immensely in the last 30 days, and he's been great. He spent time with me. We've gone out to dinner a few times. Both him and Jeannie have been very good at giving me advice. I consider them to be mentors. I consider him to be a good friend. I do not consider him to be a candidate. I wish he was, because to me, he's a lot like Pat Riley. His personality would be ingrained in all aspects of everything we do. I don't think he's going to be the guy. That said, I appreciate the fact he's given me such good advice, and I will continue to go back to him as we go through this process. He will be someone we count on to help us think this through and make sure we make the right decision.
Is he not the guy because he doesn't want to be the guy?
Well, he actually likes Toronto. He likes, and again, we have a good relationship. He understands the role that I wanted to define. I think it was a role he was comfortable with. I think it just simply is. Jeannie and him have a substantial relationship. He has grandkids that live in L.A. He has commitments here. He explained to me where his head's at. I completely get it. And so I'll take every bit of his advice I can get with an understanding now's not the time for Phil to be the Pat Riley of the Toronto Raptors. That said, he has a lot of respect for the marketplace and a lot of respect for the organization.